It is Mother's Day, and like Ben, I don't think that God is a mother, but our mothers do reflect God in many ways. On this day, we should honor the women in our lives who have made an eternal difference. Maybe it was the woman who gave birth to you, but it also may be an aunt or a sister or another dear woman who has changed your life for the better. So today we honor our mothers or any woman who has filled the role often reserved for mothers, because mothers are an extremely important part of our lives. It seems they are instrumental in teaching us all manner of details about life. Here's a compilation of lessons that mothers have taught their children. One writes, "My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. She said, 'If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning.' My mother taught me about religion. 'You better pray that comes out of the carpet.' Another taught about time travel. 'If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week.' Another taught about logic. 'Because I said so, that's why.' And foresight. 'Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident.' My mother told me that all the time. And I was in some accidents, but they never asked to see my underwear." And then some taught about irony. "Stop crying or I'll give you a reason to cry." My mother taught about the science of osmosis. "Shut your mouth and eat your supper." Mothers also teach about contortionism. "Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? I can't even figure out how to do that with a mirror." Others taught about stamina. "You'll sit there until your spinach is finished." And someone taught about weather. "It looks as if a tornado swept through your room." And of course, some teach about hypocrisy. "If I've told you once, I've told you a million times. Don't exaggerate." And then there's the circle of life. "I brought you into this world, and I can take you out." And then there's behavior modification. "Stop acting like your father." Mothers are great, aren't they? Over time, our view of our mothers changes. At 4 years of age, my mommy can do anything. By the time you turn eight, my mom knows a lot, a whole lot. In the preteen years, my mom doesn't really quite know everything. By the time you're 14, mom? Duh. 16, my mom? She's like, not cool. 18 years old? That old woman? She's way out of touch. At 25, well, she might know a little bit about it. At 35, before we decide, let's ask mom's opinion. At 45, wonder what mom thinks about it. And at 65, I wish I could talk it over with mom. Moms have significant impact upon our lives. When we were growing up, it seemed like our mothers had eyes in the back of their head and maybe some antenna hidden back there. They seemed to know everything. It's easy for us to make fun of mothers, but it sure is a difficult job. I'll tell you what, you couldn't get me to have a baby for all the tea in China. Mothers are incredibly patient, They call the family to dinner, the dinner table, and everyone moves at a snail's pace while the meal grows cold. Unless she calls them for ice cream, and then we'll be there quick as a wink. Moms get chores done, but the stuff on the honey-do list often takes Dad a coon's age to finish. Moms are incredible individuals, even when some of them and some of what they do really misses the mark. Because good mothers are almost godlike. And they certainly remind us of God. God who sees and hears everything, and like our mothers, is intimately concerned for our welfare. I'll tell you what, my mother knew a lot, but she didn't know how much tea there was in China. She didn't know what a snail's pace was. And she didn't know how quick a wink was or a coon's age. But God knows. Mothers know a lot of things we maybe wish they didn't know, but there are a lot of things we don't expect them to know. Like a coon's age. It's about 13 years. A wink is about a third of a second. A snail's pace is 10 feet an hour. That is 528 hours per mile. Not miles per hour. Or approximately 22 days for a snail to travel 1 mile. Now, some large snails living in captivity have been known to live up to 25 years. So every hour they would go back and forth that 2-foot little container they're in 5 times. And you sit there and say, look at that escargot. This sermon seems to be going at a snail's pace. And by the way, there were about 300 million tons of tea in China. And although we can look up these facts fairly easily because we have access to the internet, some of you may have done some fact-checking even as I've been speaking, most of us don't know these arcane facts off the top of our heads. And until this morning, most of the mothers in the audience didn't even think about it. I wonder how long a coon's age is. How fast does a snail travel? They have more important things to think about. But when I think of the vast knowledge of a mother, when I observe my wife and the things that she knows about our kids, I scratch my head and say, how can you know that? How can you remember that? She remembers all their favorite foods. We were talking the other day and she said, we bought that game because 15 years ago, Andrew said he wanted to have a particular type of game. Man, mothers know an incredible amount of stuff. And it seems like, when it seems like mom knows everything, I recognize that as much as they know, God knows more. But God has fashioned mothers in such a way that they often reflect His character. They often show us a picture of God. Like a good mother, we find that God's knowledge is vast. Because God knows not just the average age of a coon, but the exact age of all raccoons. He knows which snail is the fastest and which has traveled the longest. He knows not only how fast we wink, but He knows who we wink at. Your mom doesn't always know that, does she? And He knows exactly how much tea there is in China, along with who is drinking tea right now. God knows everything. His knowledge is incredibly vast. Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 and following, Jesus says this, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. Therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows." These are the words of Jesus. God's knowledge is incredibly vast. Psalm 147:4 says this. It gives us an indication of just how incredible the knowledge of God is. This is what it says. "He determines the number of the stars and gives to all of them their names." It shows how the knowledge of God is expansive and remarkable. He counts the numbers of stars and he gives names to all of them. I find it difficult to keep the name of my six kids straight. If I have to list them, yeah, I can list them. But if I have to pick one of them, I'm as likely as not to pick the wrong name. Hopefully, I'm going to at least keep the gender correct. But even then, I find sometimes I call Amanda Andrew. And I call Matthew Marilyn. God has given a name to each of the billions of stars. He knows the Big Dipper, the Little Dipper, Orion, and his belt. He knows Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. He knows Scorpius and Sagittarius. He knows the difference between a red nebulae, an omega nebulae, and a rim nebulae. Every time I look at that, am I saying that correct? But he knows it all. He knows how many people have sent in that 3999 to have a star named after them. The average person has about a 60,000 word vocabulary, but God knows billions of proper names alone. He knows the difference between Stephen Mark Johnson and Stephen Christopher Johnson. I would be Stephen Mark, that would be Stephen Christopher. And he knows that we're going to vote potentially to have Stephen Andrew come to be our pastor. He knows the difference between Dr. Stephen Johnson, the pastor, and Dr. Stephen Johnson, the dentist, both of whom reside in Grand Junction and get one another's phone calls. He never calls your name by mistake. He never calls your name by mistake. And when he calls, you better answer quick as a wink, because he knows everything. His knowledge is vast. All of the computers on earth combined could not contain the knowledge of God. The other day I came out our back door, our patio, and a whole section of the patio was black. It was the weirdest thing. And then I looked closely and it was moving. Ants. I don't know how many ants were there, but God knows how many ants were on my patio. He knows everything. When you think your mom knows everything, remember this. While it's a great compliment, only God knows everything. His knowledge is vast and it's also very specific. It's not just that God has read and memorized the phone books across the world, so he knows this list of names. He knows all the details of our lives. Not just in a broad way, mind you, he knows all the details of our lives. He knows which of the ladies today are going to pick this rose. He knows if you'll kill it on the way home. He knows everything about you. I read a story about a grandmother who wanted to buy her grandson a birthday present. The parents wisely said no dogs and no cats, but birds sounded like a good idea. So she bought a bird and put it in a cage in the front seat of her car. As she drove to deliver the birthday present, traveling at a snail's pace and carrying all the tea and china, a semi-truck pulled out in front of her. Quick as a wink, she slams on the brakes, fearful that she's not going to stop in a coon's age. The cage goes flying down onto the floor. And God was watching it all. He knew everything that was going to happen. Jesus said, "Are not two sparrows sold for 1 cent? And yet, not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father's knowledge." God's knowledge is vast and very specific. A cent is worth about a 16th of a denarius. A denarius was a soldier's wages for a day. So a cent in our time would be worth about a half hour of labor. Not that much. God knows the fall of every sparrow. One translation renders this, He knows the hop of every sparrow. Every time that bird out on the sidewalk hops a little bit, God knows it. All of them, every bird, everywhere in this planet. And He knows every step you take. He knows every word you speak. He knows everything about you. His knowledge is vast and specific. And it's also very personal. He knows the names of all the stars. He knows the names of every one of the 7.9 billion people who live on planet Earth. He knows their first names, their middle names, their last names, their nicknames. He knows what you call yourself when you say you're stupid, when you say you're smart. He knows what you call yourself when you think you're beautiful, when you think you're ugly. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about the person sitting next to you. He knows everything about you. He knows why you picked what you chose to wear this morning. He knows if you just blindly grabbed something from the closet and put it on. He knows if you planned it out carefully. He knows everything about you. He knows what you're going to do after church. I have a pretty good idea what you're going to do after church. You're going to do something for your mom. That's what you should be doing, or for your wife. But He knows whether you'll do something or whether you won't do something. He'll know whether your mother is going to accept it or not accept it. He's going to know whether she is excited about it or whether she's rolling her eyes saying, "Really? Again? This is what you did?" He knows how you would act in every situation. He knows how you would act if your kid got caught cheating on a test. He knows how you would act if you were in an accident or if you won the lottery. He knows how you would act if He gave you that promotion you desire. He knows everything about you. He knows how many hairs you have on your head. Or in my case, how many I don't have on my head. And here's the cool thing. Like a mother, He loves you anyway. His love for you is not determined by how much hair you have on your head or on your face, or what clothes you wear. He just plain loves you. And He knows your voice. Something I always thought was amazing was to go in a place where there are a number of babies, and then to watch the mothers. You get one baby that starts to cry, and it's like mothers have this baby dar. They tune in and they say, "Nope, not my baby." And when it's their baby, they get up and they take care of the child. They can tell the difference. In a room full of crying babies, a mother will know if it's her baby crying. Here's the thing. In a world full of people crying out to God, He hears your voice. He recognizes your voice. He listens to you and your prayers. And He gives attention to you amongst 7.9 billion people in the world. God's love is vast and specific and very personal. In the movie Bruce Almighty, there's a newsman. Interestingly, his name is Bruce. He complains that God isn't doing a very good job running the world. So God meets him and gives him divine powers along with the responsibility of running the world. Bruce begins by abusing the divine powers and making things go his way. And then one night he decides he's going to go to bed, and he starts having these voices in his head. Some of you have those, but you should see me about that. And God says, oh, those voices you're hearing, those are the prayers of people from all over the world. And Bruce is overwhelmed. He can't silence these voices in his head. So to make it easier, he just makes a blanket decision. I'll say yes to every request. You can imagine how that works. On every Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday, Friday and Saturday, whatever mega bucks and the lottery, the big things. Everybody, people all over the United States pray that they could win the lottery. So Bruce just says yes to all of them. Kind of messes with the odds, doesn't it? You can imagine the havoc that happened afterwards when everybody wins and they don't win anything. And so there's riots in the street, and Bruce had heard their requests, but he didn't care about them as individuals. He didn't care for people personally. God's knowledge is vast, it is specific, and it is personal. He's not going to just say yes to every prayer, because saying yes to every prayer is not what you need. There's an implication of this incredible knowledge of God. Jesus makes the point that since God knows you so well, there is no reason to fear. I think of the times when one of our children was laying in bed scared, and it seemed that Mom always had the right words to say. She knew how to comfort them. God says there's no reason to fear. Matthew 10:31. So do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows. There is no need for us to fear the unknown, because God knows what we do not know. There is no need to fear temptation, for the God whose knowledge is so vast, so specific, and so personal will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able. The same scripture which tells us of God's knowledge tells us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. There is no surprise illness to God. There is no difficulty which will catch God off guard. If He pays attention to the falling of the sparrows, He will pay attention to you. For you are more valuable than many sparrows. Today we celebrate Mother's Day. Remember, as great as your mother was, or remember that If what you remember of your mom is mostly for the things you feel she did wrong, remember this. It is likely that your mother did all she could to care for you, no matter how imperfectly. And she knew a lot. But she didn't have eyes in the back of her head. She didn't have some secret antenna listening in on your conversations. But she can point you to God. Thank God today for your mother and how she reveals God to both you in both her successes and her failures. She wasn't God, but good or bad, our mothers can point us to God, whose knowledge is vast and so specific and so personal that we have no reason to fear. I thank God for my mother. Even though I told my wife a few minutes ago that I wish I had a mom who was the type of mom that she was to my children. Because my mom wasn't a particularly good mom. But as I reflect upon her life, I know this. She sought to do better than her parents. She wasn't perfect. But she was my mom. Your mom may not have been perfect, but she's your mom. The scripture says, honor your father and mother, for this is a commandment with promise, that it may go well with you. So, think about the way your mom points you to God, and honor her for that, because it's biblical. Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Almighty Father, I thank you for the privilege we have of reflecting upon the role of our mothers, recognizing that even though at times it seemed like they knew everything, at times they also messed up. But the love of a mother, imperfect as it is, points us to God and His love for us. His knowledge so vast, so specific, so personal, and so loving. Amen.